Задание 2. Вы два раза услышите 5 высказываний, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D, E. Установите соответствие между высказываниями и утверждениями из списка. К каждому высказыванию подберите соответствующее утверждение, обозначенное цифрами. Используйте каждое утверждение из списка 1-6 только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Запишите в таблицу выбранные цифры под соответствующими буквами. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
We were on holiday in Hungary in a town near the River Danube. It started raining one night and it didn't stop for 3 days. The river began to overflow and water was running through the streets. We decided to leave, but it was too late to leave on foot. We waited, and someone came with a boat. They took us to the edge of town. Then we walked to the airport. It wasn't one of my best holidays, but it was quite exciting.
Speaker B. Most people enjoy sunny weather and hate the rain, but I feel just the opposite. Rainy weather gives me an excuse to hang out in my room and mess around. I also like the smell of wet grass and trees, and it makes everything grow. Sunny weather is fine for some days, but I'm not a fan of the heat. It often makes me tired, and I just want to take a shower. That's no way to spend the day. Speaker C.
I was really excited to go on holiday to Spain with my family. I woke up that morning, and there wasn't a cloud in the sky. I got all my stuff ready and we drove to the airport. When we got there, we learned the bad news. The plane that was supposed to take us to Barcelona was delayed. It was coming from Germany and they were having terrible thunderstorms there and the plane couldn't take off.
Speaker D.
My family and I were on holiday in Greece one summer. We were staying on an island, which was beautiful, but sometimes really hot. During the day we could swim, but at night it didn't cool off much. A storm came in one evening near the end of our trip, and it started pouring down. Everyone was running to their rooms to escape, but my sister and I were so happy to see it, we stayed outside and danced around in it for ages. We had a fantastic time.
Speaker E.
As a child, I remember visiting my aunt and uncle in the US. The area where they live suffers from tornadoes in the spring, which is when we were there. We didn't see any during our stay, thank goodness, but about 100 kilometres away, 2 tornadoes destroyed some homes and people were hurt. I was quite scared when I heard the news, but luckily my aunt and uncle have an underground space we could hide in if necessary.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the texts again. Speaker A.
We were on holiday in Hungary in a town near the River Danube. It started raining one night and it didn't stop for 3 days. The river began to overflow and water was running through the streets. We decided to leave, but it was too late to leave on foot. We waited and someone came with a boat. They took us to the edge of town. Then we walked to the airport. It wasn't one of my best holidays, but it was quite exciting.
Speaker B. Most people enjoy sunny weather and hate the rain, but I feel just the opposite. Rainy weather gives me an excuse to hang out in my room and mess around. I also like the smell of wet grass and trees, and it makes everything grow. Sunny weather is fine for some days, but I'm not a fan of the heat. It often makes me tired, and I just want to take a shower. That's no way to spend the day. Speaker C.
I was really excited to go on holiday to Spain with my family. I woke up that morning and there wasn't a cloud in the sky. I got all my stuff ready and we drove to the airport. When we got there, we learned the bad news. The plane that was supposed to take us to Barcelona was delayed. It was coming from Germany and they were having terrible thunderstorms there and the plane couldn't take off.
Speaker D.
My family and I were on holiday in Greece one summer. We were staying on an island, which was beautiful but sometimes really hot. During the day we could swim, but at night it didn't cool off much. A storm came in one evening near the end of our trip and it started pouring down. Everyone was running to their rooms to escape, but my sister and I were so happy to see it. We stayed outside and danced around in it for ages. We had a fantastic time.
Speaker E.
As a child, I remember visiting my aunt and uncle in the US. The area where they live suffers from tornadoes in the spring, which is when we were there. We didn't see any during our stay, thank goodness, but about 100 kilometres away, 2 tornadoes destroyed some homes and people were hurt. I was quite scared when I heard the news, but luckily my aunt and uncle have an underground space we could hide in if necessary.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.